Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yeah, where do we go? What's the direction?
They're ticking me off.
Turning up the heat.
They're determined to turn us into another Russia.
Tell us what to do.
This is your time
to let off some steam.
What do we do? The common man.
What's bugging you?
We won't give up.
Yeah, you.
The whole administration is a bunch of Looney Tunes.
What's bugging you? Call now on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, it's Friday. Welcome to it. It's a Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in now, 877-975-9825. And Big Mike, what's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I tell you what's bugging me since this second attempt on the president. It just, to me, at the end of the day, it's the Democratic Party. You will not convince me that Iran or somebody else is putting hits out on the president. The Democratic Party have a bounty on Donald Trump's head, and it frustrates me because at the highest level, he cannot trust anybody at this point. And I just think that just aggravates the crap out of me that nobody even, is going to give him what he needs to be protected. But you guys know how to get right to a country boy's heart this morning. You put on a little Bo Cephas, so I think it's going to be all right. But if they shoot my guy, man, it's not going to be pretty.
That's not good. But, yeah, a little Hank Jr. always helps, doesn't it? All right, let's go to Mark. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I just want to bring up about Howard Stern. It's amazing the American people, their short-term memory. Didn't he have a big problem with ban of speech back when they kicked Robin off the show? He's a bigot. The bottom line is people need to start standing up for our rights, freedom of speech. Thank you.
Yeah, I just think it's interesting. He says he doesn't hate Trump, but he hates Trump voters because they're stupid. But yet we listed many policies that don't seem so bright under Biden and Harris. Like open borders, that hasn't turned out to be real smart, has it?
No, not at all.
Mary, what's bugging you?
I'm calling about the, you mentioned Billie Jean King beating Bobby Riggs. That was a joke. Everybody knew he could have whipped her anytime he wanted to. But Bobby Riggs made his living playing tennis and gambling, and he bet on her. That's how she won.
I think that you're probably closer to the truth than I was. But isn't it interesting that it can still, all these years later, 37 years later, was it 37 years? No, it's more than that. 1973, oh my gosh.
Right.
Yeah, 1973. It is interesting that it can still stir it up.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Pete, good morning. What's bugging you?
Program that comes on before you had a feel-good, heartwarming story about a delivery driver who saw an elderly woman collapsed in her own driveway, and he jumped down and tried to help her and called for an ambulance, and they say that he saved her life. So he got a letter of commendation from the CEO of the company, and he got a lot of media attention, got a lot of prizes and gifts. And one of the gifts was tickets to a football game, but unfortunately it was the Florida State game. Thanks, Bob.
Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is a while back you had Wilton Simpson on your show, and I think Ashley Moody also, and they tried to stop the ballot 3 initiative, legalization of marijuana in Florida, and send it to the Supreme Court, and tried to get the Supreme Court to squash it so people in Florida couldn't vote on it. And also, about once a week, Ron DeSantis was coming on, and he'd be on your news, on the news on your show, on the Sky, and railing against how it was going to smell up the Magic Kingdom, and it was a bad thing. And ever since President Trump came out and put his full support behind Amendment 3, wanting to legalize marijuana in Florida so people wouldn't die from marijuana laced with fentanyl, I haven't heard any of them, Wilton Simpson especially, the agricultural commissioner, who is supposed to promote agriculture, and this bill, if passed, will provide thousands of high-paying jobs in Florida.
Well, look, here's the deal, Peasant. Some people are not for it,
mm-hmm.
and they'll do whatever they can to not promote it or to try to keep it from happening because they feel like it's not a good idea. Other people think it is a good idea for various reasons. Could generate taxes, employment. People can make sure they know what they're getting, you know. Mm-hmm. But that's what the show is all about, the freedom of speech. We do too much preaching to the choir. I think it's interesting when somebody might actually have a differing view, so we can actually have a dialogue. That's how we want the whole world to be. So we're not going to shy away from it here.
Right.
They're entitled to their views. I mean, how I feel about it is, does society need another mind-altering substance pumped into it?
No.
No, but is it already there? Yes. You know, decriminalize it for sure. But as far as, you know, complete recreational legalization, I'm not completely sold one way or another, but it's hard for me to see it as a good thing.
And as far as the jobs, you know, one of the points, I think it may have been Wilton that made it, said actually the people who are going to benefit the most are the big corporations who own most of these stores.
And which are out of Canada.
It's not going to be mom and pop suddenly making a really good business down the street.
And that's a good point, yeah. When you're sold what the benefits are going to be, but when you look deeper into them, it's kind of like the electric vehicle. Yeah. It doesn't pollute at all. Well, maybe not out the tailpipe.
Right.
Doodah, man, what's bugging you?
Yeah, this quote from Kamala Harris. If you can legally possess a gun in the sanctity of your locked home, it doesn't mean that we're not going into that home to see if you're being responsible.
Yep, that's exactly what she said. I think it was 2007 or 2008. We played that clip about four times yesterday, I think. And the audio is not fantastic.
Right.
But, yeah, that is exactly what she said. So there's no respect for the sanctity of a person's home. If they even think. She didn't even talk about probable cause. She said, we can just come and check up on you.
Yeah, how nice.
No, yeah, no big brother, big government there at all.
No.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, thanks for your participation in What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. We've got a lot more to talk about coming up, including Lady Gaga's dad? Yep, that's in the news. And Rite Aid and what they have to do to try to, well, keep their doors open. That's all coming up on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
A second assassination attempt in just 9 weeks.
Donald Trump is safe.
The news that's trending.
In the bushes where this guy was. A AK-47 style rifle with a scope.
500 yards is way too close to a president.
The news that's now.
The suspect fled but was soon captured.
Near the Trump International Golf Course in West Palm.
The news station.
Thank God the president's okay.
It has got to stop. Enough is enough.
The local coverage you need. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.